Okay, everybody, here we go. It is me, Gregory Manorino, Thursday, September 28, 2023. Let's start off with this. People, if you're not paying attention to what's going on, you really need to start doing that. The situation here with the world's economy, the stock markets of the world, debt market, super bubble beyond anything that we have ever seen in the history of the world, which is now absolutely flashing red across the board. Risk in this market on the back of this debt market sell-off that we've been seeing as of late, which appears to be going on unabated. Well, again, you better wake up here, people, because let me put a perspective on this for you. Right now, the situation is, frankly, dire. Again, risk in this market is at an extreme level. So what does this mean in the grand scheme of things? It is certainly possible that within short order, your investments in this market could be cut in half. Yes, I am saying that it is very possible, very, very possible right now that the S&P 500 could be cut in half from where we stand right now in short order. As I said yesterday in my newsletter and in the video I had done post-market, you got to sit back and evaluate your personal situation here with regard to the current situation. Again, I did not create the Manorino Market Risk Indicator just because I thought it was fun to do. I needed something for myself to better gauge risk in this market. So that's how that whole thing came about. And I have shared it with all of you for free. Information is power. And right now in this situation here, we could use all the tools that we can get. So again, if you're new here, link in description of this video to the MMRI, Manorino Market Risk Indicator, which is, it's red. It's literally red. We are in an extremely high risk zone. So what does that mean for you? As I covered yesterday, think about what it means for you. Get on the phone with your fund managers if you do not manage your own cash. If you do manage your own cash, start thinking about taking up protective positions here. For example, protective puts. I covered this yesterday again in my newsletter. I hope you do subscribe to my newsletter. Speaking of that, just real quick, it came to my attention that there is a person or persons out here impersonating me, going out of their way to contact some of you out here, a bunch of you actually. You know, I don't know what these people are asking for, but it's a scam. It is not me. You understand? I will not go out of my way to contact any of you. That should be clue number one. If you're getting some random email from me, supposedly, it's not me. I'm telling you right now, okay? I respond to you directly through this blog or through my newsletter. The rest of it, just be very, very careful here. People, it's so easy for people to fall for these scams, and these scam artists are out in force. So just be very careful about that. Anyway, going back to this market here. Now, taking action here, and I really think you need to do that, doesn't mean you need to do something drastic. It just means you need to start to think a little more about what it means in this kind of an environment. Again, person like me, I have an extremely high risk tolerance. I am looking actually to add to my long position in JEPI because I want to buy it cheaper. I want the monthly income. It's a nice way to generate cash flow. You understand? You know, just real quick, let's talk about a couple of other things from a risk standpoint for my lions out here, my traders. We understand, at least I hope you do, the financial system is coming apart by design. Okay, not only is it coming apart by design, a consolidation is going on here. Again, you and I want you to think about what I'm going to tell you. And this is a fact before anybody else, and I mean anybody else, was talking about the problems in the banking system. Over a year ago, we started to say, okay, there's something going on here. No loans, no deposits, no deals. The banks are in trouble. Regional banks started to collapse. Okay, this is not over. The major banks are not immune. Now, I want you to look at specifically Bank of America, ticker BAC. This stock, this company's stock, has got cut nearly in half in just about 2 years. I have said that I believe that one or more of the major banks are going to come down. This may be the first one to do that. You want to get fancy here? You want to take risk from my Lions out here? I'm not saying you should do this. I'm not even suggesting you should do this. But let me tell you what I'm thinking about doing, okay? I'm thinking about shorting BAC. Again, in a year, the stock has been cut in half. If you were to look at, let's say, JP Morgan, Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley, Citigroup, not so much. BAC, Bank of America, there's a problem here, okay? And as we can clearly see, the system is coming down and it's not by accident. Now, with that said, let us move forward. Crude oil, an asset that you and I, frankly, have nailed to the wall every way you want to look at it. Moving higher under a little pressure this morning. We went from 67 to like 94. We had a pullback here, going back up. Crude oil, in my opinion, again, I'm going to tell you from my Lions and Lionesses who trade energy, trade crude, going much, much higher here. $100 easily by the end of this year. Could that change? Absolutely. But the current situation is pretty clear to me. And if things don't change, that's where we are going. There are some out here on Wall Street that have a much higher price target. JP Morgan, $150. We're getting warned that $150 a barrel will send shockwaves through the system. Is it possible we can hit $150? Not this year. I do not see that happening. Is it possible? Yes, but I doubt it. Something so dramatic would have to happen to push crude oil to $150. I mean, some kind of an outlying event. Is it possible we can have an outlying event, a black swan? Yes, but I don't think so. I really don't at this particular time here. What else do we know is going on? Look, it's always about what we know. What we know for a fact is bets against this market are growing larger. We have, again, not just Michael Burry, who, I mean, his timing was impeccable. You have to say that for the guy, all right? My hat goes off to him. But you got the major Wall Street hedge funds taking up not just leverage bets against the S&P 500, but they are betting on a debt market meltdown. What did the BIS, the Bank of International Settlements, the Central Bank of Central Bank, why is the BIS called the Central Bank of Central Banks? Because it's run by the central banks, okay? So that's they're trying to say, or they're floating out, that there could be potential instability in the debt market because of the rising leverage bets against the debt market. Again, look, it's a way to push blame off of themselves. A meltdown in the debt market is going to happen. In fact, it may be happening now, watching the pace at which the 10-year yield is rising. You know, like I have said a million times, it's not so much the number. 4%, 4.5%, 4.65%, where we are right now today, by the way, 4.65, I just looked at it. It's the pace at which we're getting there. And this looks to me like an uncontrolled spike. So far, the Fed hasn't done anything except try to jawbone the market yesterday with floating out Lex Luthor, Neil Cash and Carry. You know, let me just say this too. Do you realize some people got offended by that? Some people took offense to the fact that I called out this freak from the Federal Reserve, Neil Cash and Carry. Oh, why are you making fun of people, Greg? What did the guy ever do to you? What is he doing to me? What is he doing to all of us, along with the other freaks in this institution? Really? They have defenders. These people have defenders. It's unbelievable, but they really do. I want you to consider that too. Anyway, so going back to this market real quick, stock futures right now are pretty flat. All right, nothing going on, slightly in the negative. Again, trading doesn't start for a while. It's 7:55 a.m. here, Eastern Daylight Time. 10-year yield, as I alluded to, 4.65. Relative strength of the dollar lower today. The MMRI, 307 the last time I looked at it. Ain't pretty. Okay. Cryptocurrencies right now catching a bid. Gold and silver a little higher. That's where we stand, people. But again, the premise of this video and the ones I've been doing as of late is consider where we are. Consider what would happen to you, your investments, in the market if this really is the moment where this is going to flip from risk on, meaning cash moving into the stock market, to risk off, meaning cash coming out of the debt market, coming out of the stock market, and moving into other assets. What are those other assets that I have told you since time immemorial? Commodities. Number one, silver, my favorite asset of all time. Gold as well, platinum, palladium, crude oil. You can gain exposure to these things, people. I'm going to tell you again, via an exchange-traded fund or ETF. I have put out multiple lists, published them right in my free newsletter. This is free. So if you don't subscribe to this, and you know, don't ask me, hey, Greg, which ones? You should know already. Or subscribe and go check the newsletter. You know, look for an exchange-traded fund that would give you exposure to a large basket of commodities. You understand? I think that's the way to go moving forward. Again, it's just such a simple concept to understand. Again, a risk-on environment means cash is being pushed into the stock market or into equities here because of suppressed rates. The same way that that mechanism has pushed cash into equities and stocks, an uncontrolled sell-off in the debt market would pull it out. And that cash is just going to look for some places to go. It doesn't grow money wings and fly away. It's going to go into commodities, in my view, and again, into cryptocurrencies. I believe this. You can have your own perspective on this. You're certainly allowed to. But just understand that cash moves through the markets in predictable patterns. You can see this throughout history. All right, so anyway, what can you take away from this video here? It is, number one, very possible that within short order, the S&P 500 could be cut in half. Think about what it means for you. No reason to panic. You sit back. You evaluate your situation here. Commodities are the place to be. Absolutely. You've known this for the longest time. The freak show is going to go on. More lies, distractions, people like Lex Luthor, cash and carry, telling us yesterday on live TV that the economy is much better than the Fed predicted it would be. Every one of their predictions has been wrong. I mean, I want you to consider that too. And this drives me nuts. You've got central banks around the world putting out their projections or their predictions. They've been wrong 100%. Every one of them. Do you think that's a coincidence? It's part of the deception that's going on here. It doesn't take too many functioning brain cells, people, to understand what's happening. Again, they're out there, these things, and they're not even freaking human, to dictate your life to you. Forget about what you're seeing, what you're feeling. Don't matter. What they say is the truth. Like Janet Yellen, another one. She doesn't see any problems here in the U.S. economy. Really? You can't make this stuff up. It's impossible to do. But that's where we're at. People, I have covered a lot with you today here, okay? I want you to consider these things that I discuss with you every day, that we discuss together in my live stream, for which you will see me later, 4.05 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, okay? So I hope to see you there. Honestly, have your questions ready for me. We're going to get through this. In my opinion, okay, we're invincible. We're invincible because we know who our enemy is. We know what they want. That gives us enormous power to stay ahead of the curve, and that's exactly what we're doing. We're embracing each other, okay? We have each other's backs. That's fact, all right? With that said, love you all. Please comment. I will read the comments. Please, if you get anything out of this video, thumbs up. Extremely valuable. It gets the videos out there. It lets it be seen. So that's required, okay? As I've been saying lately, a thumbs up is required. Please do that if you're on my side, if you're on my team. I really would appreciate that. That's all, people. All right. I will see you later. I'm out of here.